Don't go anywhere, everyone in the room, because we are here for another half hour for your listening pleasure.
Boo.
I know. Or your listening displeasure. Whatever the case may be. You know, I had a whole list of topics, but since all of you thought my first topic sucked, well, we'll just go with Ricky topics.
I don't have a lot of topics. So.
Fired up, Big Licky.
Oh, here we go.
Ginger bear, pillow pants, belly jiggles when he dances, loves a great big Latin bear, or maybe two. You be Yogi, he's boo-boo. Julian, bitchy elf, rode a mastodon by himself. Now his ass is ruined for anything that thick. Now he's looking for black dick. Yay!
Welcome to File Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 273.
I believe so.
Today is Sunday, March 28th, still.
2010.
So we just finished a wonderful show.
It was fabulous.
That was awesome.
The people in the chat room told me that I was boring and not to speak anymore.
Yeah, but that was Brian, and who gives a shit about him?
And Amanda.
He's just trying to... Well, Amanda doesn't know. She's, you know, young and stuff. So we just won't, you know, pay attention to Brian.
Can't we kick him out of the room?
I don't know how to do that. I probably could, but I'm not a mean person like he is. He's mean-spirited.
You shouldn't...
You're not boring. Your topics are boring, he said.
Oh. Thanks. That's much better.
Hateful.
Angry.
Oh, you made Turniphead wet.
He just hates me because I'm beautiful.
Pretty much.
I know.
Yeah. So what you got to talk about?
Oh, let's see. Let me look up this list here.
Oh, were we going to talk about the Gay Days dinner? Did we say anything about that?
We can. Connor and I went to Abuelo's Friday night, which means we had some damn good Mexican food.
And which means you had really bad gas the next day.
Yeah, kind of. But not only one, but two gay couples that knew me were in there.
Anybody I know?
No.
Oh, okay.
And there was also, like, I think it was one of the servers or bus guys. But anyway, he was standing at the hostess table. And he had on, like, the Crocs. Not with the holes in the front, but, like, the ones that are solid. And he was standing probably 4 feet away from us. And I'm like, ew, Crocs. Burn them with fire. And he kind of turned around and looked. And I'm like, I think he heard me. And Connor's like, yeah, I think he did, too. Like, but good. You know what? That's fucking... disgusting to wear in public, much less to wear to work.
Well, I don't know. A lot of nurses and servers wear them because they're comfortable.
They're hideous.
Well, they're not going for style, obviously. They're going for comfort.
Well, they're obviously not gay.
Amanda said Abuelos is where I found out what a balloon knot was. A butthole.
I've never heard
looks
that.
Looks like a balloon knot.
I've never heard that. That's also...
You know, when you look into it?
That's also what where she found out what a tossing the salad was.
And she about puked right there in the parking lot, I think. Did you have big fatty type gas?
Yeah, well, her fiance slash husband acted like he was disturbed by it. But I'm sure we planted that seed in his head and like... somebody licked my ass. I wonder what that feels like.
All straight guys like it.
Of course they do.
Duh.
Who wouldn't? It's only women that wouldn't do it that thinks it's disgusting.
Daniel just entered a room. I like this chat room, Daniel. It's awesome. How do we kick people out? Because I need to kick somebody out of this room. Oh my God, there's 22 people in the chat room. 23. There we go.
We broke the record, didn't we?
We did. Has there been less than... I think there's been more than 23 people in the room before.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm surprised there's people there, actually. So, you know, since they don't love us or anything.
I know. They don't love us.
Negative Nancy.
And they tell us we're boring and we're horrible and junk and stuff.
they question it but never come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy birthday, Daniel. I did post that on your
So what you're saying, Amanda, is that you think your husband's gay.
In the closet?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to kick you out. I just want to know how to kick someone out.
Goddamn.
Can you get a what? Oh, we got another phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go through some emails here. We got some emails that we need to read. Let's bring it up. Taste Like Burning Podcast emailed me, or emailed us. I forwarded this to you already. That story about... Oh my God, Ricky, that story about the duck made me so sad. I hope someday that douchebag is crossing the street slowly and someone decides he is worthless, which he is, and runs his ass over. It's a sad commentary on how crappy people are. As far as the alarm clock, I swore you said Julian's alarm cock. And I was all like, ew, we don't need to hear what you're hitting at 6 a.m. In the morning on the weekend. But I stand corrected. I hate alarm clocks. They should be against the law. Ricky, sorry to hear about your car raping you. Good thing you like your car, or else you might have needed to press charges. I guess it isn't rape since you're throwing money at it anyway.
Oh, my God. I just pictured you bent over with your car, giving it to you in the ass, and you were both the same size.
Have a good week, Tim. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate that.
Just my mental image.
Still chicken tortilla.
Yeah.
We have an email from someone that totally
blew us away.
Totally had me smiling when I got this email. I couldn't believe it, which we need to put them up on the map.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to try to say his name correctly. I don't know if it's right.
Okay.
This email is from Ninad.
Okay.
I guess that's how you say it. Hey guys, I discovered your podcast maybe a month ago. I listen to it every single day. I'm still catching up on old episodes. I just love it. Ricky makes my day with How Dare You, and Julian has a cool and sexy voice.
Of course he does.
I have to kind of correct this because
it's a little bit of broken English, but right. You know, he did pretty damn good for a non-English.
Right.
Speakers. So.
I have no idea how you guys, I don't know what you guys look like, and honestly, I don't care. At first, I was a bit embarrassed walking around with my headphones in my ears, laughing like a lunatic, but now I don't care. Anyway, I'm 26 years old, originally from Belgrade, Serbia, and now a student of economics here in Norway, in a 2-year relationship with my boyfriend, and life is good. So I just wanted to say hey and tell you how much I love your show. I made some of my friends subscribe to your podcast, both in Serbia and Norway. Hope they enjoy it like I do. Keep up the good job. Hugs and kind regards from Norway.
That's fantabulous. I just want to say, if you would like to go to www.foulmonkeys.com, you can see pictures of both of us. And
tell me that I look better than Julian.
Then you can cyber stalk me like everybody else does.
Oh, I bet you just hate that, don't you?
Yeah.
So I emailed him back and I just said, you know, I read your email today and it made me really excited. And, you know, I'm glad that you liked the show. How did you hear about us? Blah, blah, blah.
Did you squirt a little when you read it?
I squirted a little bit. Oh, he made me fucking come or squirt.
Amanda, quit asking stupid questions.
What is she asking?
How did they find you in Serbia? Because we took out ads on the sides of all the Serbian buses. We're bigger in Serbia than
we will ever be in the United States.
Exactly. We're like David Hasselhoff is in Germany.
Oh, God damn it. That's bad.
Yes.
So he emailed me back and he said, I found you guys on iTunes. I also listen to the Big Gay Sex Show and the Gay Trucker. And I really love what you guys are doing. There's also a few people in Belgrade that listen now, and some of my gay friends in Norway. Oh, he actually did respond. Can't wait to hear about the special DVD.
Oh, cool. Well, that's one.
Right.
Apparently, our DVD is only going to be released in some of the former blocks of the Soviet Union.
Right. Where we're a huge hit. Not here in the United States.
Or apparently, as Big Fatty calls it, foreskin a palooza or whatever. Right.
Because anything outside the United States to Big Fatty is Mexican.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you for emailing us. We really appreciate it. And when I got that email, I was at...
I know your phone is not ringing up here.
Somebody's calling the hotline. That's what that is. It gets forwarded to my phone.
Oh, and shouldn't you put that on...
mute?
Yeah.
How dare you? This is my goddamn show. I do what I want.
It is your show, but you brought me on to be pretty and to make you strive
apparently
to be better.
Strive to be better.
And to strive to be better, we will put our phones on vibrate during the show.
Mine's not on vibrate, it's just silent.
Okay. Then silent works.
Jesus. Let's see here.
You played an episode, an old episode, where somebody was touching the mic and it was staticking, and you're like, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch.
Well, look who I was talking to, though.
Well, I know he was stupid.
Right. Yeah. Goes to show. So, it's official. This week, I have jury duty.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, I have to go tomorrow. I have to be at the damn courthouse at 8 o'clock in the morning, which they said that you should get there like 30 minutes early. So that means I'm going to have to like leave at like 7 my house probably. Because how long does it take to get there? Like 20 minutes?
To Bartow?
Yeah.
To the courthouse? 20 minutes. Because if you leave that early, you'll beat the traffic.
Yeah, my number was one number off from not being chosen.
Mm.
Which I'm like, I don't know if I'd be a really good juror, especially depending on what kind of case. Depending. Do you like that word?
Depending. I do. I depending.
I'd pour a George Bush right there, and I said depending. Because if it was like a murder trial or anything like that, I don't think I could do anything like that, because I don't want to be one of those people that are responsible for someone else's life.
My advice to Ricky was to tell them that he doesn't believe in Jesus.
I hate straight people.
He hates straight people, and he doesn't believe in Jesus.
And alcohol is the devil. Devil's juice.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is.
It's Jesus juice.
It's Jesus's juices.
Drink your Jesus juice and take off your pants.
Drink your Jesus juice and take off your pants.
That's the title of the episode.
Write that down.
See, in addition to
yeah, that's good. Just write it.
Making you strive to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I also keep your notes and write down things for you.
Yeah, so I'm trying to give Julian a little bit more responsibility with the show. So I had him do the show notes for the, not the last show, but the one before last.
And he's like, "And what's the title episode?" I'm like, well, fuck, I didn't know. You didn't ask me that.
So I had to make some shit up. What I call it? I don't even remember, actually.
I don't
get fucking care, actually. Let's see. We have another phone call. Do you want
to? Ooh, that was Michael Jackson making noise from heaven or hell.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to like this next call, but.
Or black heaven.
There's no such thing.
Or black, or used to be black heaven, but I bleached my skin.
Oh my God. You know what was crazy when we were listening to the show at the campground, the episode that we listened to? And at the very end, we go, attention, Walmart guest.
Yes.
I was like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And then they said it, and then everybody's like, ah! And they laughed. I was like, oh, okay, that went well.
Yeah. And apparently, everybody thought me telling my embarrassing hemorrhoid story.
Oh, they loved
was
it.
Was fucking hilarious.
At the campground. They loved it. They go, I can't believe you did that to him. And I was like, well, I really don't think I was supposed to.
Yeah,
but
bus, Julian, throwing underneath.
Like, the people at the campground are like, no, you didn't.
Yes, he did.
But it's all good. They're getting to know a little bit more about you. That's did something they needed to know.
Did you listen to that whole episode?
Yeah.
Did I mention your me sitting on the front porch the other day?
When I walked up?
No. When somebody else walked up.
Don't even go there. That is different. How dare you? Now people are going to ask questions.
One good turn deserves another.
Turn the beat up.
Don't try to turn the subject around.
All right, phone call.
Hey, Fall Monkeys. Ricky, Julian, it's Veritable Virgo. I haven't called in a while, but I am listening to the show live. I'm having fun. I don't think it's boring at all. So I just wanted to give you a shout-out and say hello. And, yeah, I guess that's about it. I don't see Drew or Tom from Boston in the chat room, and I did send them out a Twitter message to see if they would join us. But so far, no luck. Alrighty. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Veritable Virgo.
I was like, looking at my shirt. I was like,
I'm pretty. I love this shirt.
Thank you for calling, Veritable Virgo. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, it's raining hard.
It is.
I don't like the way that sounds in my head, in my ears.
It kind of sounds like static, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Nothing. We cannot tell Jesus to stop. We do not do that.
Because Ricky don't believe in him.
Yeah, so I don't know what's throwing down that water.
Yeah, Connor's kind of angry because I have to tell my hemorrhoid stories and we can't tell the other story.
That is off limits. I was not aware the hemorrhoid story was off limits.
Oh.
And we weren't on a live show because you could have told me to edit that out.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a live show when you talked about it. So that's different.
Okay.
So Connor, let me give you a little bit of word. Or fuck.
Let me give you a little word in here.
Let me give you some advice. Don't tell me what to do.
He's angry.
All right, you want to do this other phone call?
Uh-huh.
We have a transcript for it. It looks like a really short phone call, so.
You know what, Julian? Your topics may be boring, but you're hateful, and I love that. Bye.
That's Franco.
Oh. That's the best he could do.
I guess so.
My topics are boring. Thanks. All of you suck.
Oh, you suck. All of you suck.
Well, apparently, when my looks go, I'm going to be just a boring, saggy old bitch.
Why am I making... How are we making our straight boyfriend mad? What are we doing? Oh, we have a podcast. Nothing is off limits. I really hate to tell you guys this, but if we really talked about everything that we did in our lives.
Yeah. And I respect Ricky wanting to keep some things confidential because there are some things that I want Ricky to keep confidential. So it's a like nuclear arms. It's mutually assured destruction.
Right. And we actually talk about what we can and can't talk about on the show.
Before we come on the air.
Right. So, and just like the hemorrhoid thing, like I said, it was not a live show. And I think I even asked you in the show, do you want me to edit that out?
And you know what?
I mean,
it's kind of embarrassing, but...
I mean, if I had like...
It's not horrible.
Right. If I had like a rotten tooth, I'd talk about it.
Ew.
But I probably wouldn't. Have a rotten tooth, so it doesn't
matter.
Oh
my god, it's green and foaming.
Oh, you need some peroxide on that.
The green one doesn't look that bad, but the other one's fizzing. That can't be good. And no, I'm not telling the hemorrhoid story again.
If you want to hear the hemorrhoid story, you're going to have to go back and listen to the last show, or the one before the last, I think. Not the roid story again. Let's see, how many we got? 23 people in the room. We have anybody new? Boring old man, drummer Sticks, German Bear. Hey. He's
hello.
Cute. Ooh, German Bear, send us a call, please. We love your voice.
I was reading an article the other day
about
if dogs can be racist.
Can they? Did they say they could?
They said that there are studies that have shown that some dogs... What the hell was that?
That's someone leaving my AIM. It's on the computer.
That some dogs do show preferences to one race over the other. But it's usually the race that they usually don't like is African Americans.
Of course.
Of course.
Lila hates black people.
Lila.
Oh. It's okay. Sorry, whatever.
Somebody's dog hates Mexicans.
I think this is getting a little bit too
We're talking mean. About dogs.
My dog is a racist. God, everybody's dog is a racist.
I hit on a subject.
Racist against humans or other dogs?
No, racist against people.
Kevin and Danbury said he had a greyhound that was a racist to other breeds.
I have a greyhound right here that's making noise in the background. What?
I think that Julian is going to use that dog study to justify his racism.
Franco, don't start with me.
Look, if you come visit us, there's not going to be any racism at all. You can actually be on the show. Why don't you come see us so you can be on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Come hang out with us for a weekend.
Because
we'll show you how very busy our lives are.
You know we're not racist against the Latinos.
Right.
It's just the Asians and blacks. I'm joking. We're racist against Latinos, too.
Right. We're pretty much against everybody because we fucking hate people. There was an Asian bear
at the campground. Really? Did you go, ew?
No, he was pretty cute. I had to like give it to him. I was like, okay, you're cute.
When we were watching movies last night, every time Asians would come on, I'm like, ew. Channeling you, of course. But yeah, I think some dogs actually, I don't know if it's because they pick up on their owner's racism, whether or not it's intentional, or it's because of what they're not used to.
But how do they know it's race and not just stranger?
And I'm going to quote the article,
not
word for word, but they said that the reason it's higher in African Americans, or could be in African Americans, and the least was Asians, was because Asians have the least amount of the secretions in their sweat that make sweat smell, and African Americans
has the most,
and they think that has something to do with the dogs.
Oh, that's interesting. You would think they'd be more afraid of Asians since they eat them. Oh. Awkward. Apparently Brian agrees. Oh God, that was awful.
Thank you, Navikoff. I was looking for that word, but I'm from Polk County, so
I
couldn't come up with paraphrasing all that quick.
So quoting not word for word is better. Uh-oh, everybody's hearing the comment now.
They should be more scared of Asians because they eat them.
Sorry. Maybe that's how they attract them.
Sorry, Gravitas.
Gravitas loves us.
I know.
They do eat cats too, yes. But I think I was reading online or in a paper or something that China is actually debating on making it a law so they could not eat domestic animals anymore, like dogs and cats.
So what are they going to eat?
Tofu. I don't know.
Like old people do over here?
I don't know. Do they eat meat, red meat and stuff there, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not one of those countries that don't eat, like, pork or...
No, that's India doesn't eat
they don't eat cattle
because they're relatives. Well, it's true.
And then then there's some countries that don't eat pork. Middle Eastern countries,
I think,
right?
Yeah, Middle Easterns don't eat pork.
That's interesting. I'll have to look up on that.
I think it's something in the Bible.
About the pork?
About the pork.
Oh, okay.
But, well, you know, we don't care because we don't read that book.
Right, because that book's not right with Jesus, apparently.
That's the Jewish...
And it's been picked through.
That's the Jewish dilemma. Free ham.
him. Oh.
I might as well just throw
everything
out right now. We're going to piss
people are going to hate us.
Everybody off this.
All these guys that I made friends with this weekend are going to listen to this bullshit. And they're going to be like, Ricky's a fucker. They're going to like hang me next time I go there.
From the sling?
Yeah.
Again.
They wished. Mm-mm, there was a... Oh, but they did have a...
did you see any slings there?
No.
Nobody?
No, I... Not that I noticed.
Okay.
But I probably didn't notice because I wasn't looking for that. So I'm sure if I was like, oh, let me find a sling.
Yeah, if you went back further in the woods, you might have found one.
They had a hammock. One of the people there had a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
And I like laid in their hammock for like 2.5 hours and read my book. It was like the best ever.
Yeah, I just kept rocking myself. I saw where you said you needed somebody to feed you their grapes. Or grapes.
And I said, I need somebody. This is how crazy it was. I go, I need somebody with a feather, you know, feathers, you know, fanning me and all that stuff.
Mm.
And this guy comes over, he goes, well, I don't have any feathers, but I have pom-poms. And he actually had pom-poms.
Are you serious? And
he had tambourines that lit up.
No.
And this was like 2 o'clock at night, and he's like, ah! And I was like, hey, you know, like,
oh my God, is he was he a Hare Krishna?
He's super gay. He was funny though. He was like the entertainment the whole weekend.
Oh.
He was fabulous.
Well, if you'd have loosened up a little bit, you could have been the entertainment for the whole weekend. Yeah, Brian, I know that's a plug for us to try to get to say your show, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, we don't do that. Sorry.
We may be stupid, but we're not that stupid.
Right. What did he put? I wasn't even reading.
This is more of a shitstorm than blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, sorry. Ricky's going to be Jodie Foster at the campgrounds. Yeah, instead of being on a pinball machine, I'm going to be laid up on a damn seat by the pool or something.
Don't stand too close to the glass, Clarice.
What did he say he could smell? My cunt. Oh God, they recorded a 2-hour show this week. Kill yourself.
I can't make it through. Never mind. 2 hours is out of the question.
Oh, ouchies.
I'll join you slitting my wrist after that.
How about splitting that show up into about 4?
Teen.
What time is it? Is it time for us to go?
It's 3:57.
Let's see if we got anything else to read here or any nothing.
I should have started out with the racist dogs. Damn.
The racist dogs. All right, so I guess that's it. We don't have any more voicemails or emails. So you guys participate a little bit more. We are really interested in what you think about the DVD. Because we really want to do it, but if no one is
why should we worry about it?
We're going to mention it this time, and then if no one gets back with us, then we probably won't do it, or we'll just have a contest and just do one or something. So then people can just put it up on, you know, some torrent, and people can download it for free. So, all right, well, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Sorry. Email us
there.
A little bit. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Or you can send us stuff at the post office box, P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Drummerstick says he wants a DVD. I want a DVD, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From you.
What would be on the DVD? Well, we explained that on the last show, but we will go ahead and finish, and then we'll talk.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook, or you can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys, or you can follow me on Facebook under Ricky Burton. The DVD would contain all 300 shows.
All the videos we've done.
All the videos, all the intros. And any shows that we recorded that wasn't posted, I believe there's a couple in there. I'll have to go through them and see. And I'll have to find out why they weren't posted.
And I also thought that maybe we could do a new video and only put that on the DVD.
Love it. Yes. Love it right there. That's what we're going to do.
So
on the DVD, we'll make a new video. It'll be Julian and I, and we'll ask other people if they want to be in it. But the only people that will get that video
is are people the people who that get the DVD. Yes. Until one of them puts it on YouTube.
And it's going to be a good video, too. Yeah, right? So if you're interested, you can call us or email us. I guess some people are interested here, but I'm sorry. Just 3 people wanting it is not enough effort to do that. So
I know.
We need at least 10.
Because we can barely get enough effort to do the shit right. We do
and
here.
There will be a small donation amount, depending on how much the DVDs cost.
That's the same thing Ricky says every night.
Yes. Stick it in my slot.
There will be a small donation amount depending on what's on it.
No, not a nude video.
A new video. New.
Well, Gavin, he doesn't like albinos, so he wouldn't want to see you naked. Remember, he has a fear.
Well, there's plenty of people out there that would like to see me nude.
And many have. Many. Many. Ooh, lightning. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus is up.
Don't make me angry.
Don't talk about my star student.
Don't talk about Julian like that. Franco, if you would come...
Franco, if you want to come and be on the DVD special,
you could.
Awesome, you could do it.
Yes, we'd borrow Big Fatty Sling, put Franco in it for video purposes,
right? Mm-hmm. Video purposes, and we'll do the same thing when Drumsticks get here, but not for video purposes.
We're molesting all our listeners.
Poor things. Oh, no, I didn't mean hear lightning. I meant the pop that it gave it. That's what I meant.
All right. I think we've overstayed our welcome.
I guess we're going to be out of here. Thank you, everyone, for coming into the room. We really appreciate it.
I had a good time.
We love it. We love all of you guys.
Most of it.
Leave us an iTunes review, please, please, please. You have access to it right now if you're on your computer, so just go there right now.
Right now.
And do it. And the first person that we'll go up there and see if anybody's left us one yet.
I forgot to put something on my show notes.
On your list? Do you want to talk about it?
Real quick.
Okay.
I just surpassed 100 followers.
Oh, we forgot to talk about that.
On Twitter. And the reason I got to 100 so fast is because Ricky put out there that the person who's Julian's 100th follower gets a picture of his dick. So, and all of a sudden, I got like 20.
Right. And who was the 100th one?
Oh shit!
Dragon Bear, is that what's his name?
Or Cub? I don't.
Dragon Cub. He's on Twitter.
Yeah, obviously.
No one's gone to iTunes and left us a review because they're instant now when you put them in.
Oh, okay. Well,
we get it. We love it.
All right, we're out of here, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We love all of you.
Come back. We're on a regular schedule, so not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that, we'll be live. Tell all your friends. Tell your friends' friends.
Tell 2 friends and tell them to tell 2 friends.
Mm-hmm. Tell your parents.
Don't tell your parents.
And your grandma if they know how to use a computer. I don't know if they do or not.
Tell them we're on the face page.
Oh, they laughed their asses off last night when they heard me say that. They're like, really, face page?
Yeah. You're Riri.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.